You're with SBS Radio.
Iktar Australjani se jkollhom id-dritt li jakkwistaw impjieg sigur bit-tibdil li wettaq l-Ombudsman li beda jopera mill-ewwel ta' Ottubru li għadda. Il-Kunsill Awstraljan ta' Trade Unions laqa dan it-tibdil iżda jgħid li hemm bosta ħaddiema oħra li mhux se jkunu jistgħu jibbenefikaw minnu. Il-ħaddiema casual li ilhom tal-inqas sena jaħdmu sigħat regolari issa se jkollhom id-dritt li jitolbu lil min iħaddimhom għall-kuntratt permanenti tax-xogħol. Id-deċiżjoni tas-sena l-oħra ta' Fair Work Ombudsman li ġiet fis-seħħ fl-ewwel ta' Ottubru li għadda tgħid li persuni li jaħdmu xogħol casual regolari huma intitolati jitolbu li xogħolhom ikun mibdul f'xogħol full-time jew part-time. Ħaddiem regolari casual huwa ħaddiem li jaħdem b'ċertu ritmu kontinwu ta' sigħat għal tal-inqas 12-il xahar. Għal xogħol full-time dan ikun ekwivalenti għal medja ta' 38 siegħa jew iktar kull ġimgħa fuq medda ta' sena sħiħa. Intant ħaddim casual regolari li jaħdem inqas minn 38 siegħa medja f'ġimgħa jista' jitlob xogħol permanenti part-time. Il-unions laqgħu tajjeb dan it-tibdil u jgħidu li dan se jagħti drittijiet lill-ħaddiema. Il-President tal-Kunsill Awstraljan ta' Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill, tajt li kull ħaddiem għandu jkun kapaċi jkollu xogħol sigur.
Many unions are already doing this every day all over Australia in all sorts of industries, assisting workers move into permanent, full-time and secure employment, which is what most workers want. I mean, some people will say, no, I want to stay as a casual. This doesn't oblige you to convert to permanent if you want to stay as a casual. But the majority of workers that we find and the majority of union members are really looking for the security of permanent employment. And this is a very important change.
Intant hemm xi protezzjonijiet għal dawk li jħadmu wkoll. B'mod raġonevoli dawn jistgħu jirrifjutaw it-talba tal-ħaddiem jekk din tkun tfisser tibdil sinifikanti fis-sigħat tax-xogħol tal-ħaddiem jew jekk il-pożizzjoni tal-ħaddiem ma teżistix iktar jew jekk in-numru ta' sigħat rekwiżit għall-pożizzjoni ikun se jonqos fi żmien 12-il xahar. O'Neill tajt li l-kumpaniji jibbenefikaw ukoll minn ħaddiema iktar permanenti.
The investment you make in terms of giving people training and support to learn the job is going to pay off because the worker's more likely to stay in your employment. It also is really important for morale. Insecurity is a terrible thing. So not knowing whether you're going to have a job tomorrow or next week really affects the whole culture of a workplace and how people feel about working there. So there's many benefits for employers and businesses as well to having more permanent, secure employment.
Ben Jemison ta' 22 sena minn Melbourne huwa wieħed minn ħafna Awstraljani li ilu jaħdem f'xogħol casual għal perjodu ta' żmien twil. Huwa jgħid li jaħdem bejn 20 u 40 siegħa fil-ġimgħa f'bosta rwoli u ma jixtieqx li jbiddel din is-sistema.
I've been working in customer service at the Melbourne Convention Exhibition Centre just about to hit 2 years now in mid-October. And I've also been recently working at Art Centre Melbourne for about 4 months now. And I guess the main thing with casual work for me is the flexibility and freedom of it.
Jemison jgħid li x-xogħol tiegħu jippermettilu li jaħdem f'xogħol li jħobb għax huwa fis-settur tal-arti. Intant huwa jgħid li hemm xi żvantaġġi.
Sometimes the hours can get quite ridiculous, especially between jobs. With me at the moment, I can be working, you know, a 6:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. shift in the morning and then going off and working a 10 to midnight shift somewhere else. And it comes back to sort of the whole personal care and you sort of end up wearing yourself down.
Għal-bosta Awstraljani żgħażagħ oħra Jemison juża x-xogħol casual tiegħu bħala il-bieb li jiftaħ opportunitajiet oħra fil-karriera tiegħu.
Working at somewhere like Art Centre Melbourne now has created a heap more connections for me. You're completely thrown into the deep end of a creative arts environment where the people who also work with you are creative artists as well. So there's great potential for networking. Because it's casual and everyone else is casual, does 100 other different things as well. You're generally meeting like-minded people who may open doors and possibilities in the future for you.
David Peets huwa professur fil-qasam ta' relazzjonijiet ta' xogħol fl-Università Griffith fi Queensland u jgħid li l-esperjenza ta' Jemison hija simili għal dik ta' bosta oħrajn fis-settur ta' xogħol.
It's a bit of a rot in Australia in the sense that it means that a quarter of the workforce hasn't been covered by annual leave or sick leave entitlements, which in most countries, you know, if you've got an annual leave entitlement, it applies universally. It's not just to three quarters of the workforce.
Pete jgħid li x-xogħol casual affettwa ħafna l-ħajja tal-Awstraljani minn demografija differenti, inklużi persuni ikbar fl-età u immigranti.
They're certainly disproportionately a lot of young people, particularly students, who will be doing casual work, but really the majority of casual workers, they're not students, they're not all that young, well, you know, they're not under 25 or whatever. There's a range of people who are doing casual work.
Michelle O'Neill mill-Kunsill Awstraljan ta' Trade Unions tajt li hemm bżonn iżjed xogħol xi jsir biex ix-xogħol sigur isir situazzjoni normali fl-Awstralja.
Every worker should have the right to be able to accrue leave entitlements, have the security of knowing that their job's there in the future and that they can't be easily gotten rid of. So this is an important change to introduce it into these 70 awards, but we actually want to see something that covers every worker and a clear definition put into the Fair Work Act.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.